Allow the Word to work in you. Don't let distractions or situations keep you from receiving all God has for you. Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland shares the importance of seeking God first in every area of our lives.
Did you bring your Bible with you tonight?
Yes.
Open them with me, please, to the 6th chapter of the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 6, and we will make some notations about Jesus commenting on money. And if there's anybody ought to know, he should know. Amen. He created it. He invented it. Praise God. Let's begin reading. It'd do you good to study this entire sermon and watch carefully for everything that has to do with finances. But we'll just start tonight at verse 24. No man, say no man. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Now, mammon is referring to all things financial, wealth, everything that has anything to do with that part of the world. Now, I want you to notice something here. Once he said that, no man can serve two masters. You cannot serve God and mammon. So now he just automatically thinks you have sense enough that once you know that, you don't want to talk about serving anybody but God. He doesn't go into the serving mammon part. He just goes into the serving God part. Amen. Can I come down there, get close, a little closer to you? Thank you, Lord. Now, he didn't say almost nobody. He said nobody. No man. That includes women too, of course. Therefore, and because of that, in other words, because of that, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat. Now, that's as basic as it gets. What you shall eat, what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment or clothes? Now, all of that is mammon. So if all you're doing is thinking about that, what are we going to do? What am I going to eat? What am I going to drink? What am I going to wear? How can I? You're serving mammon. Well, no, brother, I'm not sure. Yeah, you are. If that's all you think about, come on. Amen. Now pay really good attention here, because this gets into some stuff that is, it'll excite you. Behold, the fowls of the air. They sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit to his stature? Now, you know, if you're going to add 18 inches to your height, that's big. He's not talking about an inch or two. He's talking about a cubit from the elbow to the end of the, something like 18 inches. Why would he put it like that? Well, just stop and think about it. The person in here that's got faith enough to add 18 inches to your height, let me see your hand. Now, I got one hand up that I need to meet you. See, what he's saying is, that's ridiculous. It's ridiculous to worry about money. It's ridiculous. Spend all your time with your mind on mammon. You might as well be trying to grow 18 inches. Amen. Verse 28. Why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say, yeah, thank you, Lord. He talked about the birds, now he's talking about plant life. Those birds are busy. But you notice they do what they're created to do. Seagulls don't have any kind of an eagle complex. They are not an eagle. They ain't never gonna be an eagle. Amen. He's a seagull. So he does what seagulls do. What is that? Well, whatever seagulls do, that's what seagulls do. So, but see, God programmed them. And then, so that's what they do. They spend all their time being a seagull. Amen. Good seagull, bad seagull, that isn't any part of the problem. Man, they just do what God programmed to do. And that's what you and I should be doing, is paying very careful attention to Him and just doing all the time what we call to do. Glory to God. Find out what you call to do and then go be that all the time. Not part-time, all the time. Glory to God, day in, day out. What are you doing? Pleasing God. Well, how do you do that? Well, you start with faith. Because it's impossible to please Him without that. Amen. Just walk in His will. Walk in the truth. Amen. And do what He tells you to do. It's amazing how simple the faith life is. You have to have some serious help to misunderstand it. And over the years, we've had some really high-priced help. That, well, I'm going to get off into that. But anyway... Amen. Now, this is leading up to something I really want you to get excited about. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall He not much more, say much more.
Much more.
Now, much more is a key issue here. Shall He not much more clothe you? Oh, you of little faith. Therefore, take no thought, saying. That is a huge statement. Take no thought, saying. A thought unspoken. A thought without action is stillborn and dies. Amen. But when you take that thought and you say it, you've given life to it. Take no thought saying. At a time in my life when I was combating extreme pain. And it was rough. And the Lord reminded me of this scripture. Take no thought saying. And I began to meditate on that. And He said, pain is in the thought life. If they can put you to sleep, you don't know you're hurting. Amen. So it's in the thought life. He said, if you will learn this, don't take the pain saying. Don't take the pain by saying, ah, that hurts. Now, it wasn't easy, but there's not anything about pain that is easy. There's not anything really, when you get right down to it, about faith or anything else that has to put the flesh in its place. If it is easy, everybody be doing it. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Did that help somebody? Amen. Praise God. Therefore, take no thought saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink? Wherewithal shall we be clothed? After all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. I want you to look with me at the 127th Psalm. Psalm 127. At first glance, you miss what this psalm is actually saying. Verse 2, it is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows. For so he giveth his beloved sleep. Now, if you'll check that scripture out, that word translated sorrow is the word for toil. It is vain to rise up early, to sit up late, feeding, worrying on the bread of toil. We have been delivered from the curse of toiling. Hey, we hadn't been delivered from work. Don't work and don't eat. That's what the Bible says. But we have been delivered from toiling for what we eat, what we drink, and what we put on.
Come on.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Now, this is really, this is a difficult spot for people that don't understand our deliverance from the curse. You remember what Proverbs 10 says? 22? The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. And he adds no sorrow, same word translated over there in 127 Psalms. He adds no toil with it. Amen. So, what is our work then? We work at whatever he's assigned us to do. We don't work for a living. Oh, Brother Cole, I knew I'd get on your toes with that. Let me refer to you, a scripture to you in the book of Ephesians, said, let him that stole steal no more. Let him work with his hands that which is good in order that he may have to make a living. No, that's not what that says. In order that he may have to give. He needs seed. He needs seed. Your job is your seed bin. That's what starts your tithing, is your employment. But you need to be seeking God and be working at the right place. Amen? God has a place for every born-again child of God, he has a choice spot. Hallelujah. And not seeking him first is the problem. What did he say? You seek first. You seek first. First. You seek first. I'm quoting Jesus here. Amen. You seek first. You seek first the kingdom of God. You seek him first and his righteousness, or his right way of doing things. You put him first. You put him first. First. You know what first is? I mean, that's on top. You put Jesus on top. You put him first. He is absolutely first. And what he has designed is first. Where he's where he has created you to go to church is first. I was visiting with Dr. David, or Bishop David Oyedepo in Lagos. And I want to know, I want to learn from a man that pastors the biggest Christian church in the world. I want to know something from him. Particularly when he, they built that church in the jungle. They had outgrown everything in Lagos. They couldn't find any more property in Lagos. They went out into the bush. There were no roads. There was zero, nothing. But the first time we went, they started out with 500 acres. And then the first time we went there in 2008, they had 2,000 acres. Well, now he has 16,000 acres. It has become a city. And he said to me, he said, phase one was $250 million. Debt free, no American money, and one of the poorest economies on earth. You know how? Teaching the laws of prosperity. And his people began to prosper and prosper and prosper. And the church grew and the church grew. And it's still growing and it's still prospering and it's still growing. And now they're just about to break ground on 100,000 seater. He said, when I read, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things shall be added unto you. He said, when I read that, that's the end of it. All the worry's over. So they just praise and dance and worship and shout till the thing comes to pass. Amen. Hallelujah. Our biggest problem and the biggest part of this word is seek ye. Most people don't do that. They just kind of talk ye. Seek ye. Well, what, Jesus? Seek first the kingdom of God, at least on the same level that you've been seeking to make a living. That's at least 8 hours a day. That's the problem, and that's the answer. The seeking. The seeking. How, Brother Copeland, I don't have time. Well, you're right. That's right. I'll tell you something else you don't have. Money. Because you don't have time to seek first the kingdom. But you put this first. I'm telling you, if you put this first and seek and knock and ask, what is this, Jesus? Why do I do that, Jesus? I'm going to do it because you told me to do it. I'm doing this. This is my mandate. Seek ye first. And all these things, how many?
All.
All these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore all these things will be added unto you. Because of that, don't think about it anymore. Amen. Put it away. If you catch yourself thinking, slap your jaws. No, I can't do that. Jesus told me not to even give that any thought. So any thought I have about what am I going to eat, what am I going to wear, what am I going to put on, that's a lie against the truth. Because you're wasting your time. You could be seeking. You know what? You could be seeking. You could be asking. You could be knocking on the door. Amen. And all the time, the angels of God have an assignment where you're concerned. Now, I'm going to close with this because we could just go on with this. This goes on and on. A major part of the seeking is taking time to pray in the Spirit. Now, when you're praying in tongues, do you know what you're saying? No. You know to whom you are speaking. Because he that prays in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God. You're missing it if you're not taking time to seek first the kingdom of God by praying in the Spirit. Yes. And praising in the Spirit. And worshiping in the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. You can't win a victory as long as the problem is the biggest thing in your life. Jesus said in Matthew 6:24-25, "You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life." He's saying that we serve our thoughts. That's why Isaiah 55 says first, forsake our thoughts, and by the word, take God's thoughts. Quit allowing the problem to consume your thought life. Switch from wrong thinking to right thinking. Make Jesus the biggest thing in your life. Serve Him with your thoughts and He will set you free.
What you've said up to this point is what brought you to right now. When Gloria Copeland learned that to change her life for the better, her words needed to change from negativity to saying what God's Word says. It became the key to her walk of faith. Brand new to the KCM Library is Put Your Words to Work, a 31-day faith project by Gloria Copeland. This is a 31-day plan to help you change the habit of speaking wrong words. And the Lord will help you. In consistency lies the power for your victory. If you want a change in your life, you have to make a change, and your words are the best place to start. Your words of faith contain the power to set the course of your life. To release faith, we have to have confidence that our words will come to pass. So make a commitment to yourself and to God to read each day's message and act on it. Agree that you will only speak the words in faith that you want to come to pass and see real change for the better.
There is faith for every season of life. Request your free copy of Gloria Copeland's new book, Put Your Words to Work, a 31-day faith project. Call 800-600-7395 or go to our website, kcm.org/TV special. Develop a lifestyle of faith. Learn how to put your faith to work. Speak God's word and change your future. request your free devotional from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Offer good for 60 days.
Jesus said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." So the question is, what things? What are you talking about, Jesus? Well, He's talking about the things that you and I need to live. He's talking about food. He's talking about the clothes we wear. He's talking about our shelter, our home. And when you seek Him first and you leave behind the toil, the way the rest of this world adds it to themselves, and then you enter into His rest, everything comes into its right place. That's why we have made this resource available to you. We want to help you learn how to put the kingdom first. And that's what everything here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries is all about, helping you put the kingdom of God first. Put your words to work. This is a 31-day faith project devotional by my grandmother, Gloria Copeland. And changing your words is one of the first keys to unlocking abundance in your life. We want you to have this, get a hold of it. And again, set the kingdom first, seek the kingdom first, and watch Jesus add to you everything you need. If you would like to have this, it's free. All you have to do is go to kcm.org, request it, and let us get it to you. And if you need prayer, if you need the prayer of agreement concerning anything going on in your life, would you please call us? We have people here who are trained to pray in the Word of God, people here at this Fort Worth office, people in our offices all over the world. So wherever you live, there is somebody ready, willing, and able to pray in faith with you, pray the Word of God with you, speak the Word of God over your life. And we want to see God do in your life what we have seen Him do in countless thousands and tens of thousands of people's lives all over the world. There are people right now who have prayed in faith, stood on the Word of God, made it all the way through whatever was going on in their life, and have the ability now to look back and say, "Look at what my good God has done." And if they were standing here talking to you, they'd say He'd do the same thing in your life. So if you need somebody to pray in agreement with you, call us. Let us stand with you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, next Sunday on the broadcast, Brother Copeland's going to be talking to us about speaking words of power. Man, you do not want to miss out on this broadcast. If you missed today's or anything leading up to it, as always, you can watch for free at kcm.org. Never forget this. God loves you and we love you. And Jesus is Lord.
Visit our website, kcm.org, to watch the broadcast. You can also request today's free offer or a free copy of today's broadcast on DVD, CD, or digital download. Shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Stay connected with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or our YouTube channel. Keep your faith strong with the Word and expect to see the manifestations of the Holy Ghost and fire.